year will spend an estimated $80 billion a year on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
chemotherapy,
radiation, surgery, pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Ty Bollinger is here. I can take a nap.
What's going on, Robert Scott Bell? How you doing, buddy?
Ty, my friend, and we have Liam hanging out. He just likes to hang out and party with us.
All right. Always good to party with Liam.
Liam, outside the box, how you feeling, buddy?
Where is said box? Is there a fox in the box? Could you in a box?
Well,
you could you with a fox?
What's more popular, Congress or a box?
Depends on the box, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess
box
so. I guess
zombie.
So. Well, listen, we're going outside the box. Ty Bollinger, government shutdown. I've checked with Super Don. He says Time is still not working. I don't mean Time Magazine. That hadn't been working for years. But government has shut down Time itself, so it's amazing that we get to work each day here. But we do. We find a way.
It is. It is amazing. They I'm surprised that they haven't shut down Time. I guess time.gov is still down, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what we actually have figured out, that we're operating outside of Time. I don't know about space. Government is still probably funding NASA, so maybe space exists, even though they don't know what it is.
Well, here's what's interesting.
NASA shut down.
They did? Did the astronauts
come
home?
No, George Clooney and Sandra Bullock are coming back. They're coming back. No, NASA shut down. I was reading an article and it said that it couldn't post links to NASA sites because of the government shutdown. And I thought, wow, they're really taking this seriously. I wonder if all the people running around hired by the CIA had to come back. Probably not.
Well, and I was thinking of, and I think I mentioned this before on the air, that if the shutdown, if they're serious about the shutdown, Obama, bring back the troops. I mean, listen, you're not even going to keep paying for the I guess you can call them the benefits, but I mean the death stuff that's happening there. It's just horrific what's happening to the vets. Now, granted, a lot of the vets were duped into believing they were protecting the Constitution when our government no longer recognizes the Constitution. But, Ty, man, this shutdown is as bizarre as shutdowns get.
Well, it is. I mean, the bottom line is this shutdown is nothing more than stagecraft. It's theater. It's a sham. Because what you've got, it's quasi-bread and circuses used to appease people whose IQs are slightly higher than people that watch pro wrestling. Okay? You send thugs to set up barricades around open-air war memorials? I mean, come on, give me a break. You set up cones to keep people from looking at Mount Rushmore from the highway? Come on, what is this? You send Gestapo-type troops to threaten the elderly with arrest for taking pictures in national parks, like I think it was Yellowstone I saw a video of. I mean, it's really theater. It's like the bully. I was talking to my wife about this earlier today. It's like the administration is throwing a fit. It's like the big, fat, disgusting bully on the park or in the playground, you know, as a child in school, and he can't get his way, so he goes over and he sits on the little skinny kid with glasses and throws a fit, okay? That's what the government is doing right now with the shutdown. I mean, if you look at the article that I sent you, though, in the Economic Collapse blog that I sent you, the first one that we were going to talk about, 36 facts which prove that almost everything is still running. So, look, Rand Paul says 85% of all government activities are going to continue. You're still going to get the mail. Military still getting paid, still on active duty. Social Security checks still getting mailed. Medicare recipients still going to get their benefits. Medicaid recipients still going to get their benefits. TSA is still going to be able to grope grannies and infants.
Yeah.
I mean, the government is not shut down. This is a sham.
By the way, it's interesting, Ty, that in the shutdown, they do stuff they never do when they're, let's say, fully at work, like putting barricades around monuments, like you mentioned. I heard rumor. Now, I don't know if this is true, and I don't know if this relates back to Alan Grayson saying hemorrhoids is more popular than Congress, but they're talking about plugging Old Faithful because, you know, listen, we're closed. We can't have Old Faithful spewing up every 59 minutes or whatever it is.
I mean, like I said, it's theater. This is just a big sham because when you have the runner that got fined $100 for running in a national park? Did you see that story?
Yeah, but did he have pants on?
Yeah, that's the question. I would think he did.
Okay, just checking, because a lot of people have been protesting the government shutdown by not wearing pants, Don.
Well, then he deserved a $100 fine if he was wearing pants. Where's the solidarity?
But, I mean, yeah, I think this is in Valley Forge, if I'm not mistaken. I can't find the article here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But $100, he gets fined. So what's the deal? So we got all this government shutdown. They're forcing us to enroll in the government healthcare system, even though, as Superdon's learning, you can enroll even if you want to. But then they fine somebody for going out and running and trying to be healthy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this person will not sign up for Obamacare. He's out there running. He's jogging. He's going to be too healthy. We can't have that happen. And, of course, Liam, it's only a moment away from you getting fined because you walk everywhere.
I'm going to have a helmet.
I think they just fined him.
Ladies and gentlemen, Liam Sheff has been shut down due to the government stalemate.
That had to be happened there.
I'm not there? All right.
No, you're not.
Say it again.
I'm going to be walking with thanks, Microsoft. I'm going to be walking with a helmet, I said, making the joke twice as funny the second time. A helmet.
Well, you should be required to wear a helmet when you walk, shouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm the local initiative sponsor for the chump ballot. I'm serious. You can look. It's serious. It's an ongoing. You haven't seen that?
I have not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
For compelled helmet for misfortunate public. So I'm there. Compelled helmet use.
All right. Well, I got your compulsion.
Okay. All right,
Liam. Well, listen, you're being cut off right now because, as you said, maybe it's a Microsoft issue, maybe it's an official story.
Bye, Microsoft. Bye, guys. Have fun.
All right, Liam.
See you, Liam. Take care. Bye.
Always great to get together. He's going to be touring the country, too, soon. I'm going to be Friday in Eustis back at the Windhorse Theater, I just found out. And also, all our listener friends in Seattle, I'll be there November 6th in Redmond, Washington. Very cool coming up. But, Ty, you've also got some events coming up we want to let everybody know about. But we hope that we'll be able to make it with this government shutdown because, you know, they've already shut down time. What's next?
Well, you know, like I said, RSB, the stock market is being manipulated. Gold and silver prices are manipulated. Why would the government shutdown not be manipulated? Okay, it's all smoke and mirrors. You close down a few things to annoy the public, make them think it's real. And the only people affected are the low-level employees. The people that are at the high levels, they're not going without pay. They're the only ones that are being affected are the ones that can afford it the least. As a matter of fact, there was a quote that I saw that I can't find here, but you talked about the ocean being shut down, right?
Right, yes.
Okay. There was one of the park rangers or the national park rangers that was down there in that area of Florida said that we have been told to make life as difficult as possible for people. Okay, that their purpose is to make us uncomfortable. So then we'll acquiesce to what the government wants and we'll say, hey, look, don't worry about the debt ceiling. Don't worry. Just get all this stuff back up and running because we're inconvenienced. Do whatever you want, government.
Well, how's that working out, this whole inconvenience thing? Because, listen, I think this is the tip of inconvenience of where it's going. Because even if the government claims it can stay afloat and stay, you know, open, the reality is, of course, they got that phony debt ceiling coming up as well. And you know as well as anybody the numbers as an accountant, Ty, that it's unsustainable. So that inevitably, this kind of 86% shutdown, 85%, whatever it is, it's nothing. So if you're dependent on the government, if you're dependent on Social Security, if you're dependent on Medicaid, Medicare, you better start planning on being healthy because that kind of stuff ain't going to be there forever. I'm not predicting when it's going to crumble, but it's not going to be there for, well, if you're in your 40s, forget it.
You know what? That's a good point because as we try to you know, put all the pieces together, connect the dots. This is our show is about health, about freedom, and this government shutdown and the forcing of Obamacare down our throats has everything to do with your future ability to stay healthy. What really bothers me, Robert, I think more than anything else, is the fact that government employees are being told explicitly that they should make our lives as miserable as possible, and you know what? They're doing it. Without even questioning, I mean, it reminds me of the TSA, you know, inspecting the old grandmothers and the infants, groping them up because they're looking for Al Qaeda in their underwear, right? They do it because they're told, and that's what bothers me. Because if you look back at tyranny over the last few hundred years, tyrants never have any problem finding thugs to carry out their immoral orders, right? They don't. Look at Hitler, Stalin, Lenin. They never actually killed anyone personally. They had their own teams of thugs that did it for them. And so what I want to encourage people to do is to stand up to this. People that are government employees that are supposed to be enforcing these unconstitutional orders, don't do it. Don't do it. Because, I mean, look at Obamacare. Why do you think Congress isn't required to participate in Obamacare?
I think because it sucks.
Because it stinks, man. With Obamacare, economic destruction is not a feature of Obamacare. I mean, it's not a glitch. It is a feature. Okay, mm-hmm. It is exactly the intent. It is to cause economic chaos so that we're more dependent upon the government, that we're still sucking from the government teat, for lack of a better word. That's the purpose of Obamacare. Is to make us more dependent so then the government can roll out more Nazi-esque type features, more socialistic and fascistic type features. That's the whole purpose of Obamacare. This is not just a glitch that they didn't think about. This was the whole purpose for it.
Right. By the way, it was this week, I think, Super Don acknowledged that he didn't know what a teat was until he connected with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show many years ago.
And, that was a very big moment in the show. Yes, it's part of one of the promos that we put together, and you talk about the government teat, and I said, "Oh my goodness, can you say teat on the radio?"
Well, we did. He did. You did. I did. Let's disconnect from that if we're going to let's say restore liberty. If it is at all possible, I think it's inevitable. The question is the journey. How do we get there? By the way, tomorrow on the show, Suzanne Summers is going to tell us how to do it with bioidentical hormones. That's what she does. But we got lots more healing to go with Ty Bollinger, TMBRSB, Outside the Box, Wednesday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back with Ty after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back. Trinity School of Natural Health is a non-profit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
It's orange juice. It's just orange juice. That's right. What are we talking?
Have you been imbibing?
No, honest officer. It's just some OJ. I got some OJ from
is
my...
Is that you, Otis?
Otis.
Remember yes. Otis on Andy Griffith?
Yeah, I do remember. That's going way back, of course. Now, our 10-year-old listeners will not know about that, but...
Well, you know what? I beg to differ with you there, Captain. That's actually my kid's favorite show. It's Andy
really?
Griffith, so, yeah.
All right.
Well, there's so much trash on TV today. We let them watch the good, wholesome stuff. So, they like watching Andy Griffith and Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, we got to get Dr. Quinn back on the show. It's been years since I interviewed her. She was an absolute sweetheart. Her Jane Seymour's sister is a homeopathic doctor in the United Kingdom. And so, totally holistic gal. So, she lives what we'd say, an exemplary life, in my opinion. Now, we talk about the drinking going on in Washington, D.C. You think they'd be all sad about, you know, kind of shut down, the government shut down? They're partying it up, evidently.
Well, the government shutdown is only meant to be painful on people that aren't in Congress and that aren't our government officials. You know, they don't have to participate in Obamacare. They don't have to be part of the sadness that's associated with the government shutdown. They're partying. As a matter of fact, the article that we were looking at is an InfoWars article. And if I can pull it up here, I want to read you a couple of the tweets.
There are some hilarious tweets. And this is the thing that didn't used to happen, like in real time. If you live in Washington, D.C., and you happen to frequent the bars that the Congress people do, you can actually see them going on. You can actually tweet out, hey, look, that's Congressman whoever.
Yeah.
And in fact, there are a number of these on this page. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Let me just see. I'll read one here until you catch up. This Ginger, she says, I'm not over-exaggerating.
Yeah.
When I say I can smell the booze wafting from members as they walk off the floor.
Yeah, so apparently those members are not really suffering too much in light of the government shutdown. Because, you know, of course, they're still making their deep six-figure salaries.
Mm-hmm.
They still got their benefits. Everything's being paid for them. Who cares if there's the low-level employees that are, you know, working paycheck to paycheck to try to make their mortgage? These guys are out partying, guys and gals. Here's a tweet by Jennifer Bendery about every other House lawmaker I just talked to smells like booze. It's only 9 p.m. Whee! Yeah.
Oh, man. It gets good. You know, it could be
because of Alan Grayson. It's Alan Grayson's fault, Democrat congressman from Florida, because he compared Congress to cockroaches and zombies. Actually, he didn't do it. He was just relating the statistics now going on. Who do you like more? You know, people like hemorrhoids more than Congress. So maybe that's why they're drinking.
I guess so, man. I guess so. I guess they better lay off the booze and the wine, huh?
No, I know. But all the drinking in the world's not going to bring, let's say, government Humpty Dumpty and put them back together again. I mean, it's over, is it not? I mean, from your background, Ty, in the field of numbers and math, I mean, how are they going to put it all back together?
Well, they can't. The debt is unsustainable. The government's broken, and I think the best thing that could happen is just to let nature take its course and to let things collapse to a point that then we can rebuild in a manner that is full of integrity and honesty, as opposed to all the sham that's going on with the government now.
I mean, you said let nature take its course, and I was thinking, isn't that how nature works, though? I mean, if you've got something that's diseased, it will be eaten alive unless that organism gets the stuff it needs to sustain a healthy life, which is not what's been happening in Congress for a long time.
Yeah, and you know, the bottom line is with this debt, I think it was, who was the black gentleman that was speaking, the physician that was speaking in front of Obama at the prayer breakfast and just laid into him, that recently, by the way, got audited. Who was? Do you remember?
I don't remember his name, but I do remember that. He just spoke the truth, and boy, oh boy, the IRS found him really quick.
They did. But he spoke about, he gave an example about the debt. And, gosh, I always mess it up, so I'm not going to try to repeat it. But it was something to the effect that it would, if you took all of the, if it was a dollar bill for each, you got $17 trillion. If you stacked all of the dollar bills, it would, like, go to the moon and back or something. I mean, I can't remember the example, but it's something just unbelievably, the number is so high we can't even grasp $17 trillion. I mean, you know, it's just a number to most people. People that are out making 25, 30 grand a year, they hear 17 trillion. They don't even have a grasp that okay, a million's a thousand. A
right.
Billion's a thousand million. A trillion is a thousand billion. You can't wrap your mind around the number.
Hey, Ty, do you want to hear me cuss in the next segment?
Sure.
No, we got kids listening. I'll try to restrain myself, but there's a story that Ty wants to cover, and I do too, and I mentioned it yesterday, and yeah, it made me, oh man, say things I don't normally say.
Well, for you, RSP, cursing is, you know, saying darn it.
Darn it. I know, I said darn it. I said something worse, but come back. We're going to say it after this. Maybe.
The world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, you've heard Mr. Oxygen a number of times now. This is the real deal. Mr. Oxygen is a legend in the natural products healing arena. I utilize the Mr. Oxygen products daily, starting with the OxyLift every day, 7 drops 3 times a day in my water, as well as the Super Oxy Flush and the Oxy Earth, complete minerals with MSM and natural vitamin C. When I look up in the sky and I see them streaking stuff across there, you know what I'm talking about. It's an Oxy Sulfur day for me because I need to counteract everything I can to stay clear and focused. Not only to be here with you every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but also to take care of my family as well. So take care of yourself and your family the way RSB does. Go to OxyRSB.com and get everything you need 20% off right now just for you. OxyRSB.com. You can also call 305-933-4219, 305-933-4219. Remember, 20% off plus 4 DVDs, $50 value, absolutely free with any purchase. That's OxyRSB.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Right. Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
All right, one of those tweets that was coming through last segment we didn't get to. I don't think you got to this one, Ty. This is Niall Lynn. She writes, Charlie Sheen could keep partying and run the Congress better than these nut jobs.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What about wine? Maybe if they could be drinking wine, it could be considered a religious service of some kind, but on that level is not happening.
Actually, if they were drinking wine and it was part of a religious service, they wouldn't be allowed to do that. There's a CNS News article that I sent you over that the Catholic priests in the army or in the military, not specifically the army, but they are being threatened with arrest if they give the different Catholic soldiers mass. If they pass out the bread and the wine to the soldiers, they are being threatened with arrest. Why? Because it's the government shut down. And so,
wait a second. They want to do this now.
Are they asking for, like, hazardous duty pay, anything extra here? Or are they willing to do this for, like, free, not charge anybody?
No, they're not charging anybody. The problem is that if the Catholic priest is on government property, on military property during the shutdown, then that's what the government says is a crime. Now, I'm not sure how that's a crime. I'm not sure what law they're breaking, but the government says, hey, you want to perform mass, you want to consecrate a marriage, you want to baptize somebody on government property during the shutdown, then that priest risks going to jail. That's just bizarre. It's absurd. It proves the point that I was saying earlier, that this is nothing more than theater. It's stagecraft. That's it. That's all.
Well, I borderline say it's witchcraft, but witches are more popular than Congress too, as we heard.
Witches and hemorrhoids.
Yeah, I mean, they go well together, I guess. But
yeah, I guess so.
I think, you know, this is the kind of thing that our government, when it was considered, let's say, a little more, you know, we looked up to it. Let's just say we were all duped. We admit it now.
Yeah.
But at a time where we didn't perceive things that we do today, the U.S. government would criticize other countries about their human rights records or their abuses. I mean,
yeah.
Countries now are looking at America and going, dude, don't. Yeah, Switzerland. My wife just pointed this out. I don't know if this is for real. Switzerland just said, don't travel to America. It's not safe.
I believe it. And, you know, we've lived all over the world, and we've lived, one of the most telling experiences was when we lived in New Zealand. And they honestly, a large majority of the people there get it. They understand what's going on, and they realize that America is in really bad shape. They said the only ones that don't realize it are the people that live here. So
yeah.
I think that's a consensus in other countries.
Pretty much all of the Democrats don't get it. I mean, Grayson sort of gets it, I think, based on what he's saying, but... I just think the Republicans are speaking better language on the debt issues, but by and large, as we've known and shown that over the decades, the Republicans have been just as guilty at growing government into other areas that it doesn't belong. So
right.
This isn't a partisan statement when we talk about this. The numbers just don't add up for Democrats or Republicans.
Yeah.
And that's an important issue. Now,
well,
the other thing I'm sorry, Ty, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's like, yeah, they're both in favor of big government. It's kind of an absurd comparison or an absurd assertion to say that either of them is not for big government. It would be like saying that, hey, you know, there's a 1,000-pound man and he's really skinny compared to the 1,500-pound man. Mm-hmm. But you know what? They're both morbidly obese. So let's not do that comparison thing. The comparison thing doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if we look at the, let's say, taking out the Republican and Democrat and saying that they're both guilty, you know, one of those issues would have to be genetically modified organisms. Now, I was teasing about I was going to cuss. I'm not really, because, again, kids listen to this show.
I want to hear you say, darn it, darn it.
No, well, you know, actually, I do this. It's my favorite cuss word. Dag nabbit.
Dag nabbit. I like dag nabbit.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So now, don't get me in trouble.
My granddad used to always say dag nabbit. That's an oldie but goodie.
Yeah. So, and a good old buddy of mine, a farm boy from when I was in school, I was, you know, this Jewish kid coming from New York, from Florida into Georgia.
Yeah.
And my good farm boy, I'd never been on a farm really. And that was the time I shot my first, I think I was shot in a 30-30, and I missed the broadside of a barn. He was like laughing at me. I'm not exaggerating. But, you know, rather than cussing, you know, because sometimes you know, the things happen and you say things, you're like, he'd go bullfrog. And that was just his way of doing it. So, wait, there are ways around it.
It's all about control, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about being able to control your emotions, be disciplined, yeah. So, on the GMO corn, though, the article that in Medical News Today, by the way, that I thought was just so absurd, it gave the slant that, hey, this GMO sweet corn is better for the environment and safer for farm workers because they don't have to spray as much pesticides on the corn that has BT. Well, okay, I might agree with that. They don't have to spray as much pesticides on the corn. Why? Because if it's BT, it's got its own insecticide that has been genetically spliced into the corn.
Well, so, yeah, exactly. But of course, best laid plans, they claim that it's less pesticide use, but we've also seen in evidence as these progress through the generations, they actually have to use more, not less. So the original design was like, well, we'll use less, but it ended up being another lie.
Yeah, well, I guess I should have had a caveat. If that's true, which I'm not acquiescing is true, then let's say there is less pesticides, which there's not, but let's say there is. The problem with BT is that the plant has its own built-in insecticide because the genetic material from the bacteria known as Bacillus thuringiensis, which is the BT, has been layered into the corn's DNA. And so what happens is that the insects eat the corn and it breaks their stomachs open and it kills the insect. So then we get into the question of, well, what does it do to our stomachs if we're eating the BT corn? And you're better versed in it than I am, but the upticks in bowel diseases, leaky gut mm-hmm. syndrome, and all these things that are on the rise are skyrocketing right now. Could that have anything to do with this BT corn?
But yeah, of course, when we talk allergies and allergenicity, I mean, I was one of the kids in my generation that was the canary in that realm, and I was the poster boy for all these allergies before the GMOs were even known. Now, it's become, of course, much, much worse to the point of, look, and certain allergies into anaphylactic shock scenarios could bring on death, so it's not just about mild sniffles and things. Yeah. This is being exacerbated by the presence of the GMOs, and again, not less pesticides, but more. And of course, none of these genetic modifications are made with the intent of adding to the nutritional value of the foods. There are always some other agendas. Even the golden rice, which we've talked about and dismantled here, that whole vitamin scenario, no evidence that it does anything, no evidence that even the vitamins that they put in the beta-carotene synthetic survives cooking even.
Yeah. Yeah, and it not only is it not nutritious, but we can go as far as to say that it's extremely damaging for your cells. Not only, we've talked about the Cirillini study from last year on the GMO corn, but there was a series of studies that were performed by Andre Carrasco, which is a scientist for, I think, Argentina, the Argentina government. But he has shown that childhood cancers have increased by over 300%. And babies with birth defects have increased over 400% during the last 10 years in Argentina, where the GMO soy and corn has been so prevalent. He noted also that Argentine children were consuming so much GMO soy that they began to develop breasts from estrogenic effects. And if I remember right, these were children between the ages of 5 and 7. It's just incredible what he has shown, the deleterious effects of the GMOs, corn and soy, down in Argentina. But I guess it's magic, because there would be no side effects here in the United States. It would just happen in Argentina, right?
Right, yeah, it's exporting the side effects. And here in America, we're perfectly safe from it until they export it back to us. Of course. And that's what's happening. Whether it's grown here or grown abroad, it comes back. It's not. And again, we talk about a spiritual debt that we have. I mean, if we participate in this, or if we allow it to continue, that debt is also on us. I mean, I don't like thinking in those terms, but I have to say, as a responsible adult or someone who attempts to be so, I recognize that our very funding of these activities, the promotion of these activities, it reflects poorly on us and maybe impacts us spiritually too. So I think this is a bigger issue than just politics.
Oh, I do too. I do too. I mean, literally, this is mass murder. This is genocide, what's going on with these GMOs. I honestly think that GMOs are the biggest threat to humanity. Because, look, without the food supply, what can you do? If the food supply becomes completely tainted with genetically modified organisms, which mm-hmm. do cause cancer, which do cause sterility and so forth, what are we going to do? I mean, you look into the seed vault up in Norway, you wonder why all these things are going on, and you look back to GMOs and you say, wow, could this be part of a more sinister plan?
Yeah, well, I think what we do have the option to do is start taking more chickenpox vaccines.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because seriously, RSB, if one doesn't work, then two might work better.
Yeah, as you got to double down on the chickenpox vaccines. Of course, this is absurd. It's a story we've been covering. But now the PR coming out to promote vaccines, of course, it's all based on, again, another series of fraudulent lies. Are there any lies other than fraudulent lies? Let me think about that.
There's monumental myths.
Yes, that's true. You've got a book you're working on behind the scenes here. It's looking pretty phenomenal to set the record straight on so many things. So,
yeah.
But on the chickenpox thing, I mean, that's another
I think
one.
It's absurd they say, well, you know, if the first dose doesn't work, you might better take a second and make sure it works. The interesting thing with the chicken pox is the fact that we had the last big outbreak that I'm aware of that was was a chicken pox outbreak was about a decade ago in Oregon. Turns out, according to the Journal of Pediatrics, that 86% of the kids that got chickenpox in that outbreak were vaccinated. So again, we have a disease that occurs mostly in the vaccinated population.
Well, that number is rather interesting, because isn't that about the number of people that are still working percentage-wise of the government, 86%?
It is.
They all have chickenpox of the brain at this point. Now, of course, we know in adulthood chickenpox manifests as shingles for those who are stressed out or who are vaccinated for chickenpox or shingles.
But here's something interesting, though, RSV. Mm-hmm. There's a study that was done. I can't remember who did it, but Mercola published an article on it last year, Dr. Joseph Mercola. And the study showed that the chickenpox vaccine actually increases the incidence of shingles.
Interesting. I'm not surprised. Yeah. And you shouldn't be here because you're listening to Outside the Box Wednesday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All of the archives are up, loads of them. Sign up for email alerts with Ty Bollinger. He's got a great newsletter, and we've got links up to that as well as his books. And we'll talk more of what is coming up, including shutting down the Amber. What was this? The Amber site?
The Amber alert.
Oh, wow. we'll get to that. And sleeping for brain function. Should you have more? Should you have less? Stay with us.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
There is a single botanical that contains all the vitamins, minerals, amino and omega fatty acids necessary for optimal health. Moringa oleifera, a tree conveyed from the mind of God to the hands of man. Recognized by the National Institutes of Health as the Botanical of the Year for 2007, praised again in 2011 and 2012, valued worldwide for its ability to treat over 300 diseases. One major reason that disease is so pervasive is that we aren't getting proper nutrition from our food. Moringa provides nutrient values that simply do not exist in the food chain. But not all Moringa products are created equal. Zija's Moringa products are pristine, shade-dried, bioavailable, organic, and not genetically modified. To obtain optimal health through superfood nutrition while working personally with Ty Bollinger and his team of research scientists and medical doctors, visit MoringaMagicTeam.com or call Ty at 281-509-9799, 281-509-9799.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The midweek crescendo in health and healing right here on Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell, Super Don in the wigs, and you out there listening and telling your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. And, of course, if you haven't picked up any of Ty's books, we've got it linked up, cancertruth.net. Also, medicaldreamteam.com, of course, for work with your doctor. And also, remember, you need some super nutrition, Moringa. As a Moringa Magic team, and we've got that linked up as well, and that kept me going through the cancer conference we were together in Atlanta, Ty. I appreciate that so very much.
Oh, yeah, great stuff. I'm actually sipping on some Zija Moringa right now as we speak.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. Yeah. Now, you might not need as much sleep if you're doing things like Zija Moringa, but there's a study on that we're going to get to in a moment. But what was this Amber Alert thing? I mean, this is more playing politics with kids that are missing?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So here's what happens. The government shut down the Amber Alert website, which, as you know, is a website that's dedicated for children that have been kidnapped or missing, so that people can log on and helpfully find these kids. Well, the government shut it down because for a while when you would access the website, it says, due to the lapse in federal funding, the Office of Justice Programs website is unavailable. Well, apparently, the Obama administration does not care about the safety of your children as much as it cares about playing politics. What turned out happened is they actually redirected the website so it looked like you couldn't access it. When the Department of Justice spokesperson was interviewed about this, he said all the sites that had to go offline were put behind a firewall so they couldn't be hacked while the IT people were on furlough. Okay, sounds like a great excuse.
Well, what does that mean, really? I mean, are they saying anything that can be validated, or is that complete bunk?
It's complete bunk. The DOJ spokesperson, the moron, sorry, did I say moron?
You said moron, but that's okay. It's appropriate.
The moron, the spokesperson, he said that they moved them offline so they could be put behind a firewall. Well, look, anybody that knows anything about firewalls knows that web servers run HTTP on port 80. You can also secure them via SSL through port 443. If the government wants them protected, they're behind port 443. They are already behind a firewall, you idiot. Okay. So he made up something, just pulled it out of his butt, just to have an excuse, I guess. Doesn't realize, hey, you idiot, the government websites are already by default behind a firewall because they're going to be on port 443. Oops, guess he made a mistake there.
Well, and the irony is that the thing he pulled out of his butt is more popular than Congress.
43% to 35%.
Yeah. Incredible, though. Incredible. Now, sleeping. I want to talk sleep. I'll be honest, I didn't get good sleep last night. I was, this is a confessional moment for Robert
Scott. Tell him why.
Why? Because my body, I was getting my work done late and I was ready for bed. I was tired, but my belly was saying, no, you're more hungry than you are sleepy. And normally I'd go, nah, I'm going to sleep because I'm tired. But last night I was not listening. Somebody was whispering in my ear, eat little Scotty.
Uh-huh. You pulled a Homer Simpson.
I did, and it was not good. Not good at all. 3 hours later, I finally got to bed, and my body was just not happy with me. And, you know, I'm human. I'm learning even as I learn that I don't know a lot of stuff. I know some, but that is something you know, and I knew better. Don't eat that late at night. And I did, and I paid for it.
You know, all I have to say about that, Robert, is organic food.
Mm. Yeah, it was organic, but still, my body didn't want it. It was like, it's done. Don't listen. I was confused. I was just, probably I've been just stressing out on so many things, quite honestly, that my body was just off and I wasn't paying attention. But sleep, regeneration, I need more of it. What is this latest study?
Real quick, yeah, a Medical News Today article says that sleeping longer leads to a faster decline in brain function. They're saying that if you sleep over 9 hours a night, that you're going to have less cognitive function than somebody that only sleeps 6 to 8 hours a night. Now, if that's somebody that sleeps for 15 hours a day and the other 9 hours they're playing Grand Theft Auto, yeah, probably the case. But they fail to take into consideration a whole host of other issues that might be plaguing someone, like degenerative disease, chronic fatigue, and so forth.
Yeah, you got to take Medical News Today with a grain of salt because this is the same place that said the BT corn is way better than the other kinds of corn because of pesticides. So
yeah, as a matter of fact, you might want to just do the opposite thing. You know, Charlie and I have this opposite law that if the mainstream media or one of these websites says that we believe the opposite, that might be a good idea.
I do opposite. It's a good, healthy way to continue. Now, if you need the sleep, that's regeneration. And if you're in recovery from chronic disease, chronic fatigue, sleep is your friend. It is not something to avoid, and that's what this story doesn't get into in detail. Listen, Ty Bollinger, my good friend, thank you for being here. Wednesdays don't get any better than unless we get together like we do. And I appreciate
you
so very much.
Man, it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, RSB. Thank you so much, buddy. Can't wait to hook up again next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, Super Don. Thank you to Liam today as well. Tell all your friends. Listen to the archives if you missed them. Of course, this is a place that doesn't shut down when the government does. We get stronger because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.